Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour here. Plenty of time for you if you want to dial in toll free and join us on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the update on the story about the young man who was left in a cell for 5 days by DEA agents with no access to food or water. This is a story we talked about when it initially had occurred, and now there is news about it, and it's not good news. We'll get into that here in a little bit. Also, if we get the chance, the first road legal self-driving big rig. It's here, and this is going to be a game changer for the logistics business. The moving of products from one point to another has traditionally required a driver, and that's about to change. So that's all happening here. It can happen here tonight. Of course, you can also happen as well. You can get on the phones and join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about stuff we've already discussed here tonight, including Christian swingers, the NSA being smacked down by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, or at least part of the NSA being smacked down, and temple prostitutes. We've covered a lot of different things here tonight. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Danica.
Danica, you had a story out of Florida that you wanted to share with us tonight.
Yes, that's correct. A Central Florida woman who was issued a driver's license that mistakenly labeled her a sexual predator said Thursday that she plans to file a defamation lawsuit against a county tax collector's office. Now, Tammy Lemasters of Claremont said that she was denied service when trying to book a room at a hotel and has endured funny looks from cashiers when cashing checks because of the blue letters in the bottom right corner of her license that says sexual predator.
Which she purportedly didn't notice.
She purportedly did not notice it until almost 3 weeks after she noticed the mistake.
Okay.
And this is interesting because, one, we've got the DMV being stupid and not paying attention to what they're doing, but also, why did she not look at, like the description says, the letters are in dark blue, they, you know, stand out on the Florida driver's license.
You've seen a scan of it or a picture of what
yes,
it looks like?
Yeah, there's a scan, a picture of it. It clearly says, so even at a quick glance, which I would assume normal people would do after looking at their licenses, after renewing them, making sure that everything looked fine,
yeah,
would catch her attention, right? I mean, is that so hard to really think about?
I've been walking around for several weeks with a new debit card in my pocket that had never been activated until yesterday. Sometimes you just don't have time to check things out. I mean, you're busy.
But if you get a debit card, it's got a sticker on it that says call by activating it right away. So it tells you can't use it until you actually activate it.
True. And I knew that was there. I just hadn't gotten around to actually
dealing
with it.
Sure, but you knew that you probably couldn't use the debit card until you activated it, right?
Yeah, I probably knew that.
Yeah. So it just kind of baffles me how this woman didn't, you know, take a quick glance at her license and this, something is seriously wrong here. You need to fix this.
Well, I mean, I can see where Rich is coming from in that, you know, you presume things are going to be normal, right? Like, you've been sent this updated license. You take it out of the envelope. You throw it in your wallet. You don't give it a second thought. I mean, even though we know that people can make mistakes. Certainly state bureaucrats are, you know, commonly able to make mistakes, and in most cases,
right. I agree.
Normally the thing that I would look at would be how did the picture come out.
And so would
these days
so
they
most
hold
other people.
The picture in a database and you will get several successive licenses frequently with the same photograph.
That's so true.
At that point I might not even notice anything else on the license. I might just throw it in my wallet.
Or if you're a girl, you're looking at the picture saying, oh, what a horrible picture, and demand to take another one. But
It is fairly obvious. I pulled up the article, and we'll post it on our Facebook and Twitter here in a little bit.
But, yeah, it's pretty obvious. Like, it's not a, you know, blurred out. It's not a It's a very contrasting color and contrasting font.
Everything else is black. All the other fonts is black, and this is the only text that is appearing in blue on the front of this license.
And so she went to the tax collector's office Thursday, accompanied by her attorney and television cameras, to get a new driver's license. Almost 3 weeks after she first noticed the mistake. Like, I get going to the DMV takes a long time and is super frustrating to send for any DMV, but 3 weeks after you notice it?
I'm confused.
Well, she also had to hire that lawyer and obtain those television crews, and neither lawyers nor television crews are necessarily that quick to obtain.
Yeah, that's true. So what you're saying is that there were 3 weeks where she used this license, and then when she noticed it, it was three more weeks before she actually went in?
No, it says here almost 3 weeks after she first noticed the mistake. So she probably took the license, went home, and when she tried to use it, because she has had to use it in her daily life, she was denied from booking a hotel, she was turned away from a theme park, she had trouble picking up her kids. Like, she probably noticed it soon after it had happened, probably after she got home and tried to do business with it. But you brought up a good point saying that she probably had to hire a lawyer and TV crews to get this notice. But 3 weeks, come on. I mean, it just seems like an absurd amount of time.
Well, what I'm curious to know is how long it went from her getting this license to where she first noticed.
Yeah, it doesn't.
How long did that take?
It doesn't say when she first noticed it. It just says that she's never been charged with a sex-related crime whatsoever. So 3 weeks after she had initially caught the mistake is when she finally started to actually process the lawsuit.
Got it.
Let's see.
Do you have more?
It's right here. Lou Masters called the tax collector's office 4 days ago, 4 days after discovering the mistake, and was told to come back to the office right away so the problem could be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So it had been... So it says she called it 4 days after discovering it. So she discovered it, but she didn't do anything about it?
Well, like Rich said, she lawyered up before she went to the tax collector's office. So she was doing something about it. She was planning her approach for this lawsuit, which, by the way, I consider it to be a pretty weak case. I mean, she's basically suing because there was a mistake made, but ultimately, you know, was she... I mean, what kind of damages did she really take from this? Besides some people looking at her funny and maybe drawing some unfair conclusions about her, I don't know what she's suing for, how much money she wants out of them, but to me it would seem to be that her standing is relatively limited and the potential for compensation is also fairly limited on this.
The issue that I take up with this is that not only did the DMV totally mess it up and taking a while to correct it, obviously, they're not paying attention to their mistakes. They checked the wrong checkbox for it, which seems like that it would be pretty obvious that they were checking, but that it just...
So it was the DMV that checked the wrong box?
Yeah, they checked the wrong box for it. Like, she wanted to be a donor. That was it. Yeah, she wanted to check it as a donor. And, is right above sexual predator because she wanted to be under organ donor.
No good deed ever goes unpunished.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so this poor woman, I mean, can you imagine having to go try to cash a check, try to book a hotel, try to pick up your own kids, and get denied several of these everyday services because you're labeled a sexual predator?
All right, so it does say here in the story, I've got it pulled up, that she didn't notice the mistake until several days after getting the new license. She had to go to the traffic court for a ticket and notice the judge and bailiff studying the license quizzically. Afterwards, when she was at a store, she noticed the sexual predator label and immediately had tears in her eyes. So basically, she went for a few days with this.
And that's the point that I'm trying to make. How in the world could she have missed this? I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Well, she missed it for a few days. I mean, the question is, is this worth anything? Is her inconvenience and the strange looks of people and whatever thoughts that might be going through their heads something that you can actually collect on in a civil lawsuit against the state?
I'm curious just how much she's trying to seek in damages. she was denied a hotel stay, so how much did that cost her for not being able to stay at a hotel?
Ah, okay. I didn't realize she was denied that.
Yeah, and I mean, to me, the big thing would be the humiliation when you realize...
I don't know if we're going to let you with get away with that one, Rich. Sorry about that. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's more on the way here, and what is the appropriate punishment here for the state? What should be done? Should they have to give this lady some money? And what's the appropriate amount? You can share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
¶¶
back with more Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls if you dial in toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio, you've got Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Danica.
Coming up July 8th through the 11th, Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas is going to be the destination for Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds. Mark, our normal weeknight co-host, is going to be attending Freedom Fest, and I think this is going to be his third one, and he would like you to join him there at the World's Best Liberty Conference. It's titled Discover the New American Dream, and it's going to have a historic debate. Krugman versus Moore, the number one Keynesian versus the number one supply-sider. That's right, Paul Krugman has been invited and apparently has accepted the invitation to debate economics at Freedom Fest.
I want to see that.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty big. And, of course, there's all kinds of other names there, like, oh, I don't know, John Stossel, perhaps, Steve Wynn, John Mackey, as well as Steve Forbes. So many big names at Freedom Fest. You can go to freedomfest.com to learn more about the event. It's going to be happening July 8th. Through the 11th at Planet Hollywood in Vegas. You can also call them toll-free at 855-850-FREE. That's 855-850-FREE. Or go to freedomfest.com. Look forward to, Mark will look forward to seeing you there.
Does Mark need a co-host to go with him? Because I'm available for that duty.
I think that there was an original pitch made to send Free Talk Live out as a broadcasting live kind of package, but I don't think Freedom Fest went with that option, so they're just getting Mark this year, so he will not be broadcasting the show from there. So we're going to continue doing episodes of Free Talk Live here in Keene as Mark goes out and enjoys Vegas all by himself.
So, oh, what a pity.
Yeah. FreedomFest.com. Go and grab your tickets there and get more information. So, Danica, you were sharing with us a story out of the Associated Press in Orlando where a lady is pretty upset. She's suing the Department of Motor Vehicles or the tax collector, one or the other. I'm not real clear to whom the lawsuit is filed against.
Yeah, that's really interesting because I noticed that too when I was reading it, that she is suing the tax collector, but the DMV is the one that issues the driver's license. So how are they connected?
In Florida, it's different. Don't you get that from the tax collector in Florida?
You wouldn't know, Ian.
Well, that's a good question.
That's what I seem to recall. I remember at least getting license plates from the tax collector, and I think it was driver's licenses, too.
I think you go to the DMV office to get the driver's license, but yeah, you definitely do get your plates through the tax collector. And the tax collector and the DMV have some sort of relationship in Florida. I don't know for sure what that relationship is. It's been too long since I've dealt with that.
Gotcha.
Renewals, by the way, the license plates and the renewals of, like, your tags and the stickers for the plates, that all goes through the tax collector. I remember cutting them a check every year for that. Mm. But as far as the actual license is concerned, I'm certain I went to DMV territory for that. So why one's being sued versus the other, I don't know.
Okay, so you get a driver's license through a tax collector. Okay,
No, you're pretty sure you get it through the DMV. What you get through the tax collector in Florida is the plate and the renewals for that plate.
Okay. The reason why I brought up the story is, not only is the tax collector totally messed up by putting something absolutely horrific on her driver's license, but just this woman didn't notice it for several days afterwards. I can get that people are busy, people don't pay attention. It just kind of baffles me how you don't even look at your driver's license, because you need your driver's license for a lot of things, unfortunately. I mean, ID is everything nowadays, and it just puzzles me how she just could not even look over and see, very obvious words.
It says sexual predator in blue in the corner of her license. So are you saying, Danica, that you don't feel like she has a legitimate case here because it's some responsibility falls on her as the holder of the license to verify the work that was done on it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think ultimately it's the tax collector's issue because they're the ones that messed up in the first place. I'm just saying she's partially to blame, too, because she was kind of dumb and didn't really pay attention to it. And if she had paid attention, a lot of embarrassment could have been avoided. It all comes down to personal responsibility and looking after yourself, because no one else is going to do it. This woman is an adult. She has three teenage kids.
And she's never been charged with any sexual crime.
Never been charged with it whatsoever.
Her attorney, John Phillips, said that when you have sexual predator on your license, do you really think someone's going to give you the benefit of the doubt over a government agency? They are not. The manager, however, of the tax collector's office, where she claims she got her license, so maybe you do that at some place. Maybe where there's no DMV, the tax collector handles that.
Maybe she was in a rural county
somewhere. It could be a really small one. It is just out of Tampa, so.
The manager at the license office says it was human error, she said, or Mark O'Keefe said, quote, "We said we fully understand the embarrassment she faced, but these are humans doing a human job. People make mistakes. When we find them, we move swiftly to correct them." When drivers get new licenses, they're told by workers in the tax collector's office to double check that everything on the ID is accurate.
Sure, and I've asked that with my ID. Haven't you? Probably.
I don't recall. Probably. LeMasters called the tax collector's office 4 days after discovering the mistake and was told to come back to the office right away so the problem could be fixed. The bureaucrat says if you misspell Main Street on a driver's license or put the wrong initial on their name, people are back here in a half hour, if not the next day, to have it corrected. Both the bureaucrat and the attorney for the lady theorized the mistake was made when the wrong drop-down box was checked on the driver's license computer.
Right.
The Motor Vehicle Agency software is being updated, and one of the changes being proposed includes adding a pop-up window that would ask workers issuing the licenses whether they are sure whether they're clicking sexual predators. So apparently that pop-up does not exist right now, so it could easily be an accident to check the sexual predator box, and there's no verification that, hey, wait, did you mean to do that? You could be ruining someone's life.
Right, exactly. And I totally agree that it was human error. You know, I believe that blame falls on both parties in this case. And in any case, as far as her getting any sort of
compensation,
she should probably get back whatever she paid to renew her license, at least, and maybe whatever else she was supposed to be charged.
Attorney's fees?
Now that this has been made to an attorney's case, absolutely. But she shouldn't get millions.
That's
kind of silly.
What do you think, Rich?
I don't know about millions, but if I was a juror, I would cut her some thousands.
A few thousand bucks?
Yeah.
Several thousand?
Yeah, I would cut her something, I think.
Yo, well, you can share your thoughts here with us here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Of course, it raises the larger issue of the sexual predator designation in the first place and how many people have this designation on their licenses when, in point of fact, you know, maybe they didn't actually act in a predatory manner towards someone. I wonder, is Florida applying sexual predator for everyone who's on the sex offender list? If that's the case, then that would also mean that someone who has, you know, peed behind a tree in a park.
Right.
Or this couple that just got busted having sex on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That those people would be considered sexual predators. And to me, a sexual predator is not the same thing as people who are engaging in consensual acts or in, you know, acts involving relieving oneself. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here. 855-450-FREE is the number. You can join us on the air. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com where you can get interactive, and you can support Free Talk Live by supporting our satellite fundraiser, which is going on for about 9 more days. And you can help that out by going to africa.lrn.fm. That's africa.lrn.fm. Contribute whatever amount is appropriate for you. You can enjoy some of the perks that are available and also feel good because we can get the message of liberty spread to the African continent via free-to-air satellite with your help over at africa.lrn.fm. You can continue to comment, if you'd like, on the situation in Florida with the woman who was issued a license that said sexual predator on it in bright blue lettering that was particularly obvious if you were looking at the front of the license, but apparently she didn't notice it for several days after she finally noticed getting strange looks from people when they would look at her license, and then ultimately being denied a hotel room. She then figured out that she had the word sexual predator accidentally printed on the front of said license. And so I was curious, was sort of wondering aloud, was there a difference between sex offender and sex predator? Turns out there is. The Broward County Sheriff's Office says, and then I don't know if this is true of every state. Maybe it's just a Florida thing.
It's a Florida thing.
I don't know. But according to this, you are a sexual offender in Florida if you are convicted of a sex offense involving a minor who is, offenses include but aren't limited to child pornography, sexual performance of a child under 18, and a person procuring a person under 18 for the purposes of prostitution. A predatory designation requires that a person be convicted of a first-degree felony sex crime or two second-degree felony sex crimes, and which occurred after 1993. In addition, the court must issue a written order finding for predator status. So both sexual offenders and sexual predators are required to register their address with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement or the local sheriff's office. And then there's more information about the registration requirements and such. There's also a searchable database of both sexual predators and offenders. So I don't know if sexual predator is the only thing that can be written on a license, or do they also write sexual offender on a license as well? It does sound like sexual predator is the more severe of the two statuses. So if you know more and you want to share it with us, please join us here at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Richard on the line. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard, on Skype. Going once. Richard on Skype, going twice.
Oh,
that was really awesome. Great call. All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. You look confused, Rich.
I'm just wondering what that sound was.
I believe that was a fart noise.
Okay. Did that come from you or
no,
from him?
No, that was from Richard.
That was,
okay, I was wondering if that was your Skype, I just flushed this call sound. And if so, I was thinking that's probably a little inappropriate, but if it was him, there's nothing you can do about it.
Not a whole lot.
I do have a toilet flush sound effect, but no, I didn't really think about running that.
Well, thank you for sharing your intelligence and depth with us, Richard.
Yes, I hope that was worth the wait. So the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Here's an update on an awful story that we reported on here. I think it's probably a couple of years ago. Yeah, 2012. Daniel Chong, this story from the LA Times at latimes.com. Daniel Chong was a UC San Diego student, and he was detained in 2012 for what he was told would be 5 minutes after he was swept up in a drug bust at a friend's house where he'd been smoking marijuana.
The horror.
Instead, agents forgot about him. Chong, who was 23 at the time, drank his own urine to stave off dehydration until he was found delirious and suffering from severe breathing problems, according to a report last summer by the Justice Department Office of the Inspector General. Obama administration officials and lawmakers are calling for greater accountability and tougher disciplinary procedures at the Drug Enforcement Administration after the agency imposed only light punishments on the agents who forgot Daniel Chong in that holding cell, leaving him without food or water for 5 days and nearly killing him.
A good start might be locking them in exactly the same cell under exactly the same conditions and letting them see what that's like.
No, instead they've just been given a slap on the hand, Rich, and maybe a memo from the boss letting
them
know.
Don't do it again.
Yeah, you naughty, naughty DEA agents. You are having too much fun with your crackdown on these college students, and you got all distracted by...
They probably were smoking all their weed.
Probably.
What was going
probably.
On.
Or at the very least, they were on a severe adrenaline rush, which is what a lot of these cops are really junkies for. They're junkies for the adrenaline feeling that they get.
Steroids and epinephrine, breakfast of champions.
So after their internal review concluded in March, the six DEA agents involved received only reprimands and short suspensions.
Oh, of course.
Spurring the Justice Department to demand reforms to prevent such mistakes from reoccurring. In an April 28th letter to members of Congress obtained by the LA Times, the Justice Department said that what happened to Chong was, quote, unacceptable, and that the DEA's failure to impose significant discipline on those employees further demonstrates the need for a systemic review of the DEA disciplinary process. So they are acknowledging here that the Justice Department is acknowledging that the DEA and their process sucks and that they, you know, there's a lot to be desired here, but their solution is that they need to have a review. So first, they'll need to form a review board, some sort of committee to, you know, get paid extra to take a look at the DEA's review process, and who knows how many years it will take them to do that investigating. They'll likely have to look at the actual written procedure and then interview many agents that are involved with the DEA as to their experiences with the DEA's process before ultimately coming up with a 500-page report on, you know, what needs to be changed and, you know, when will all of this actually happen? When, if they actually come up with any specifics that need to be changed about the DEA process, will it actually be implemented? Will it be in our lifetime? Because I don't know. I don't have any confidence to believe that it will.
I could not imagine being locked up without anything for 5 days. That's so inhumane.
Yeah, I went on hunger strike for 3 days. I was on hunger strike for 3 days when I was in jail, just kind of to see if I could do it, and
really?
I did, but it was tough. And of course, I was drinking water. I was drinking a lot of water.
Sure, yeah.
Right, they give you access to water in most cells, but this man was being held in just like, I don't know if it was a broom closet or something like that. This was not an actual place to hold a prisoner. This was nothing more than a temporary holding area, and he didn't have water, right? There wasn't even a toilet in this room.
There was not even a toilet in the room?
If there was, I'd imagine he would have drank the water out of the toilet.
Right.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I was thinking, was the toilet broken? Or because usually, you know, the toilet and the sink are a single piece.
Right.
And there's a way to get water out of that without actual contact with the toilet part.
This was a windowless cell with no bathroom. And he was, by the way, handcuffed behind his back the entire time as well. So can you imagine that?
What?
I mean, wow.
Look, most of the time when they put you into a cell, they will remove your handcuffs from you at that time. And then if they need to transfer you again from that cell to some other location, they might put you back in handcuffs at that moment. But the intention here, supposedly, was that they were just going to come back for him after a few minutes, but whoops, six out of six agents who were aware of his existence, all of them didn't pay enough attention to what was going on.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, and they basically went home, I think it was over a weekend or something like that. Here, I'll give you a little bit more information about what happened. Longtime listeners are aware of this story. We talked about this when it originally transpired a few years ago. You can join us here toll-free at 855-453, but according to the story at the LA Times, the DEA is already under fire for its handling of a scandal in which agents admitted frequenting prostitutes while in Colombia, and complaints over DEA Administrator Michelle Leonhardt's failure to adequately punish the agents in that case led to her early retirement announcement last month.
Let's retire the entire agency. It's about time.
Yeah, it's high time for that. 855-450-FREE. Join us here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up next.
Help! I'm tied up in my hotel rewards program. I'll never get enough points to make it worth my while.
Never fear. Instant Man is here.
Instant Man?
I'm the America's best value in Instant Man, here to save you with instant rewards.
What do you mean?
Join our free value club and get 15% off room upgrades and late checkout when available instantly.
No waiting, no points.
Just register at abvi.com.
Oh, Instant Man, you win America's best value and saved me. Instantly.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per
caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We have enough time for you. If you want to join us right now, toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're giving you an update on a rarely, kind of really scary story that happened to a young man who is guilty of nothing more than smoking some cannabis with his buddies in college. And he was at the UC of San Diego back in 2012 when he was detained for what he was told to be 5 minutes when he was swept up in a drug bust at his friend's house where he'd been smoking marijuana. Instead of 5 minutes, it ended up being several days as multiple DEA agents forgot about him. They left him in a holding cell which had absolutely nothing in it, not even a toilet, no water fountain. Toilet and water fountain are the common items found in any holding cell in pretty much any facility designed for prisoners. This guy was literally just thrown into an empty room with handcuffs on, with no windows, and left there for multiple days before he was finally found in a very delirious state, dehydrated after only being able to drink his own urine.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how many times he did that, but I imagine it gets all the more disgusting every single time.
Poor guy.
The DEA is under fire for a variety of different incidents, and this is yet another one. However, the DEA itself has not imposed any kind of discipline on these agents. All they did was say, naughty, naughty, don't do that again. Hey, you're making us look bad over here, but we got your backs, guys. Don't worry about it. The incident over Chong, that's the name of the victim here, is likely to factor into the search for the administrator of the DEA's replacement. Administration officials said they would search for a new agency head who could beef up its internal disciplinary procedures and create a culture that would hold agents more accountable for their actions. More accountable. More than zero?
Okay.
So what are we up to here? 1% of accountability now?
0.1% of it?
Yeah, the new guy is. You know, I'm sorry, Rich. Try that again.
I hope this poor kid got a good settlement out of this.
In fact, he did. We'll get to that part of the story here. That's there's a little bit of good news, and that's the good news. I'll tell you that here in a moment. Let's see.
How it covered all those medical bills that he had. He probably had significant kidney damage.
Yeah, that's a good question. At the same time, several members of Congress, also concerned over the Chong case, have indicated they'll move to give the next administrator more authority over civil service disciplinary rules, which DEA officials blamed for the light punishment in both cases. Chong, who was never charged with a crime.
Oh, imagine that.
Was kept in total isolation with his hands handcuffed behind his back in a windowless cell with no bathroom. Midway through the ordeal, someone turned off the light in his cell, leaving him in complete darkness. Chong periodically shouted for help and at some point slipped out of one of his handcuffs. After he was found, Chong was hospitalized for 4 days. He and his lawyers said at a news conference last summer that he underwent intensive therapy for post-traumatic stress disorder, and the DEA then paid Chong a $4.1 million settlement, which, of course, didn't come from a DEA agent's pockets.
That will not pay for getting all that PTSD out of his system.
Nah, those guys should be working for minimum wage until they personally paid that entire judgment out of the rest of their...
Yeah, they should be fired.
If they're kept at all.
Yeah.
They should be kept working as janitors at the DEA.
Putting someone else's life at risk? Oh, yeah, that the very minimum would require a termination, I think.
Danica, anything is okay in pursuit of the war on drugs. This is totally fine, this pothead. He deserves what happened to him.
Yeah, because he totally...
All potheads. This should happen to all potheads. They should all be locked up for several days and forced to drink their own urine.
Okay, Chris Christie.
Wasn't that guy in
Christie,
Gene?
What? Oh, he was. Yeah, and yesterday. I really wish I'd had a sign, because that fat pig is one of the most disgusting human beings. You know, he wants to crack back down at the federal level
on pot, right?
The states that have legalized pot, despite the lip service that the Republican Party likes to give to the 10th Amendment, which
means what?
Well, the 10th Amendment says that any power which is not delegated by the Constitution to the federal government is reserved to the states or to the people thereof. In other words, if it's not in the Constitution, the federal government has no business in it. That's why, in order to prosecute prohibition, they had to pass the, I believe, 19th or 20th Amendment. And there's been no such amendment to the Constitution for the drug war, so they have absolutely no authority to do what they're doing.
Last month, the DEA's Board of Professional Conduct issued 4 reprimands to DEA agents involved in the incident and a 5-day suspension without pay for another. The supervisor in charge at the time received a 7-day suspension.
Okay, so for the 5-day, for each of the 5 days that this kid was locked in a cell,
that's right,
this scumbag DEA agent gets a day off without pay.
So harsh. This is a harsh, harsh punishment.
So harsh.
what's this guy's name? Has anybody doxed these pigs?
Yeah, that's a great point here. They're not naming who these agents are. Oh, not
well,
article.
That's probably the first thing that the DEA should do is name them and shame them. And I wonder if a Freedom of Information Act request could get those names, because I'd like to get those out on the internet and see a few hundred thousand phone calls go to these guys. If anybody out there is listening who is affiliated with Anonymous, please get this information on the net.
I love this guy's name. I've seen it before. Rusty Payne. A DEA spokesman said the Justice Department's Inspector General's investigation into the incident was referred to the agency's Board of Professional Conduct, which recommended the punishments to a top independent official. Under current civil service regulations, the DEA administrator is not permitted to intervene in disciplinary matters. Glenn Iredale, a San Diego lawyer, says the punishments are insufficient. He said, quote, in a situation where someone goes over 4 days without food and water and almost dies, some reprimands and a couple of brief suspensions are not proportionate to the danger that was caused by this misconduct. I cannot accept that the head of the agency was powerless to ensure that there would be appropriate punishment meted out. It may be that the regime of Ms. Leonhardt created a culture of unaccountability. But Payne said the institutional problems that led to Chong being forgotten in his cell have been fixed. He says, it was a terrible, tragic mistake, and one we have learned from, and we are going to make sure it doesn't happen again. Justice Department officials and lawmakers remain dissatisfied with the DEA's handling of the matter. Well, how do you even know it won't happen again? And if it does happen again, will they give themselves a 2-week suspension? What will they do to show how serious they are about this not happening again, if in point of fact, something like this does happen again?
That's what I'm saying, that at the very minimum, they should have been relieved of their jobs for almost killing a human being. Yeah. I mean, part of any major job is attention to detail, and those DA agents definitely were not paying attention to detail.
Yeah. Of course, then again, there are pigs that shoot kids all the time, and they don't get held accountable either.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this I just read the cop who had shot a 7-year-old girl in the head during an attempted drug bust, I believe on the wrong address, had just returned to work. How do you somebody like that ever return to a job where they have a badge and a gun? I don't understand.
It is definitely sick. And in this particular case, you know, I guess one of the nice things here, and it's hard to find something nice about this case, but sort of one of the unspoken underlying, I guess, messages here is that they are treating him like he's a human being now, after the fact. Like, they're acknowledging that this person's life is valuable, that there's a $4.1 million judgment against the DEA that, you know, he's being paid. So he's okay, right? Like, after $4 million, that's not a bad payout. And they're acknowledging that this pot smoker is a human being. And for a long time, you know, sort of the official government position of the state is that, you know, that pot smokers and drug users are inhuman, that these are people who are a problem and that they need to be dealt with. But now there's a
hashtag sort of, stoner lives matter.
I think so. I think that's the truth. And the fact that, you know, this case has been taken seriously, I think does indicate that maybe people are starting to look at stoners or pot smokers as people who are, you know, human beings, and they deserve to be treated as such.
I think it really just means that they're quite aware that he had him by the short hairs, and and that they then kissed his, you know, various nether regions.
So hopefully this won't happen again, but I wouldn't get my hopes up, and it's only a matter of time before yet someone else is abused at the hands of the DEA, and I consider anything the DEA does to be abuse to human beings because they ruin lives regularly.
Yeah, the sad thing is the guy never should have been arrested in the first place.
Absolutely right. True, and we're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. Check out Rich at the Church of the Invisible Hand on Facebook and Free Talk Live online at freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.